It's time to connect. To connect. To connect the dots. I know you've been waiting all day to hear this music, to hear what I have to say, to hear what you have to say. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. Number is 888-627-6008. PBS Radio. Hey, you can call in, or hey, you can just listen. Regardless, oh my God, is government destroying the world or what? Can't help but avoid but talking about this. Corona 19, it sounds like a car made by one of those foreign companies. But believe me, I cannot believe how government is ruining everyone's life. You know, let's talk about reality here. I mean, first of all, it's big overplay by mainstream media. Sure, it might be a contagious disease, but at the same time, government is sitting on both their hands and really doing absolutely nothing. Who's running the world? The pharmaceutical companies? You know, I've said it before, there's 35 modalities of healing, maybe even more. And all the stupid government is doing, yes, I have to call them stupid, or well, we'll just call them ignorant and be kind, okay? Our so-called ignorant leaders are allowing us to be led around by the pharmaceutical industry in dealing with this. This virus can be dealt with. There are 35 modalities of healing. We don't hear about anything except orthodox doctors looking for a vaccine. You know, it's called allopathic medicine. You know, pharmaceutical medicine, allopathic, whatever you want to call it. It's only one modality of healing. And it's one of the worst modalities, too, because there's always side effects to all these things they come up with. What about all the other modalities of healing? I don't hear anybody else working on any other thing. I mean, this is a real, much more simpler problem to solve. And they're just using the one big money-making modality, big pharma. Make a profit off the people. Yeah, they'll be making a profit off everybody because they'll get the government to pay for whatever the cost of everything is. And guess who's going to pick up the tab at the end? The poor taxpayers. This isn't justice. This is like highway robbery. And they're ruining our social life, too. You know, humanity wasn't meant to be locked in their homes and ordered around and told what they can't do. And that's exactly what they're doing. They concocted this whole thing up to take away your rights and turn your home into a jail cell. Yeah. How do you like your new jail cell? Yeah, you can sit home and watch TV and munch on the food, but don't crap too much because there might be not enough toilet paper around. You know, oh, isn't that wonderful? You know, yeah, you only can go out if you have to do a job that we, the government, decides is necessary. You know, lockdown, everybody's declared their own form of martial law. Yeah, they don't want to send the military out yet, but they will. You know, I mean, this is where it's leading. Everybody, oh my God, we're all so sick of this. We see what's coming. They're going to try to, you know, force vaccines on people that don't want them. And like I said, 35 modalities of healing, maybe more. And they're only using the pharmaceutical approach because Big Pharma controls the government pretty strongly. And no one in government anywhere in the world is talking about trying different approaches, you know? There's so many other ways that you could deal with a virus. So many. And, hey, if there's anybody listening who works for the government, hey, contact me. I'll explain it to you. You know, you could probably get rid of the coronavirus in a day if you tried working with other modalities. Really. It's really sickening. If you're not sick now, wait to see what they're planning for you. It's going to get worse, believe me. You know, they on the East Coast here, the tri-state area where I'm from, they closed the restaurants last week and the bars. Forget about the bars, but the restaurants. You know, people like to go out and eat. It's a social experience. And they're worried about this and that, you know. And that's all they know how to do because they don't have any ingenuity, the people in government. The whole system is failing us big time. They're selling you down the river. They're stabbing you in the back. I don't know how clear I can make this, but I'm outraged, and you ought to be outraged, too, at what's happening. We all ought to be outraged, and it's time to start squawking and squawk loud because these people whom we elected, unfortunately, aren't this type of government where the government tells the people what to do. It's not working because they've all turned into dictators now, and they're not once has anybody said, do you have any other suggestions? No, they're going to pretend they know what's going on and they know how to deal with this, and they're going to pretend that they're doing a good job. They're not doing a good job. They're destroying your life, my life, and everybody on planet Earth, you know, that lives in the cities and stuff like that. Man, the old saying, head for the hills, because out in the hills where the government can't get to you and order you around, you know, is probably your best bet to be. And the government isn't interested in if anybody has any other solutions to this. And they should be working on all those 35 modalities of healing. And not one person is talking about that. Oh, this is angering me so much. And it ought to be angering you. You know, if there was ever a reason to, like, come to this, get out on the streets and revolt, this is the time, I'm telling you. You know? Of course, they want to keep you off the streets because they don't want you to revolt. They want you to become sheeple and stay in your jail cell. Yeah, your home is your jail cell, whether you like it or not. That's what they've turned it into. What are you going to do about it? You going to sit there and take it? Yeah, I think everybody is, unfortunately, because nobody knows how to stand up to this thing. There has to be some unity among the people. The leaders, our so-called leaders, are stabbing us in the back. They're doing everything that possibly wrong. They don't have the ingenuity, the brain power to really make a correct effort of dealing with this. And, of course, they're lying to us at the same time, and they're not telling us the truth. They're lying to us from the president on down to the local communities. And they expect us to just listen to them via the chain of command system, but the chain of command system is stabbing us in the back. You know, this is a silent takeover of humanity is going on, not just the United States, the whole friggin' world. Well, this is what the New World Order wanted, and now they're getting it because everybody's too chicken to speak up and complain about what's going on. This is ridiculous. They're destroying the lives of millions of people. You know, humanity, we're human beings. We need a social interaction. And we need to be deciding what's right for us, not ignorant people with positions of authority that can ruin all of our lives simply by giving orders and the chain of command system following those orders. It doesn't work when the people at the top don't know what they're doing. You know, it's really that bad. Everybody needs to start squawking. You better start talking to your friends, you know. You can't talk to them on the street no more, you know. Remember the old deal with the communists and stuff? They don't allow more than three people to gather on the street. Well, it's getting to that. I mean, first they cut it down to 500 people getting down. It's down to 50. And it's going to get smaller and smaller. And, of course, they're ordering everybody to stay in their houses, you know. Unless you have an essential job, which they determine what's essential, you know. And, of course, many people don't have a job now. And what about all the people that are going to go on, you know, welfare, go on the dole, whatever you want to call it, go on the freebie campaign? Those of us that do have to work, we're all going to have to pay for this. You know, we didn't volunteer for this kind of a system where the authorities make stupid decisions and they don't invite the public to help solve the problem. Nobody's invited anybody to do it. Well, they put the thing in the CDC in charge of things. Center for whatever it is, Center for Disease, you know, whatever CDC stands for. Doesn't matter what it stands for. They're not, an honorable organization. They're the ones that refuse to investigate the chemtrails. They're up there with the FDA, another false thing. And I know from people I know who make good healthcare products, the CDC is going after them even more now. I mean, the FDA, to stifle more honest people that want to put good products out there. This is what we're having to put up with now. This is unbelievable. You know, this is the silent takeover. And if you just stand by and don't start squawking, they're going to take every little single right they can from you and subdue you and beat you down to where you're just an obedient puppet, you know? You want to go out, it's going to the point of where you want to go out of your house, you're going to have to call the police department and ask permission to do that. Can I drive to the supermarket? Well, what's your name? And we'll get back to you in 5 or 10 minutes, you know, and let you know if it's okay for you to go out there, get in your car, and put your seatbelt on, another oppressive thing, and drive to the supermarket. And that's where it's getting, you know? And if you're watching on the news, you see how ridiculous the idea is. Yeah, we'll just quarantine everybody. We'll hire more police that you're going to have to pay for to be out there to make sure you're not out there. I mean, really? And besides that, it's already been said. Now, I made a big mistake last week when I said, yeah, I gave some credit to Governor Cuomo. I'm from New York City here. And he said some important information. 80% of the people that get this, you know, their body heals by themselves. Well, you know what? That same guy is the one who closed all the restaurants. He got together with the other two local governors, New Jersey and Connecticut, and they closed the restaurants last Monday, you know? That's it. You can't go to restaurants anymore. Except for takeout. What good is that? You know, if I have to go for takeout, I might as well make the food at home myself. And that's what they want you to do. They're going to allow you to go to the supermarket and bring your food home. A few places will be giving you takeout. Most of the restaurants, hey, before they finally restrict people going out and have cops at every corner pulling everybody over, what are you doing on the road? You know, it's curfew. You have it in business, you're going to work or anything like that, you know? And you only can go to the supermarket until 8 p.m. Local towns in the tri-state area, they've got their own curfews on top of the state curfews about no restaurants open. They have, some of these towns out here already have, you can't go out after 8 p.m., you know? And I hear California, man, they're slamming the door shut on you people out there, you know? Governor goes on and talks about, well, you know, 60% of the people will probably get this. What a bunch of malarkey. Now, that's a big contract. You know, that is unbelievable. Of course, he has no proof of that. That's just fear tactics, and they are ruining you with fear. And this is sickening, you know? Hey, this radio show is coming out of America here, and they are basically destroying America here with this Corona 19 virus, you know, and we have to listen to people like the CDC. It's a corrupt organization, you know. It holds patents on vaccines. That's why they want to push the vaccine thing, because they can make money off it, you know. And it gives the opportunity to taint the vaccines. Well, first of all, vaccines are tainted by themselves. You ever find out? Well, it's easy to find out. Just go on the internet. You'll find out what's in the vaccines. Poisons. Poisons and more poisons. And that's why millions of people's lives have been ruined already with vaccines forced on their children, et cetera, et cetera. And that's why they want to give away flu shots free at the pharmacy, you know? Yeah, one of the places that still be allowed to go open. Yeah, they want you to go there and support Big Pharma, the pharmaceutical industry. Yeah, you can go to the they know you need food to eat to stay alive, so you can go to the supermarket and buy food, you know. But they still want you to be able to go to the pharmacy and support the pharmaceutical industry, and that's it. And go to work if they decide your job is necessary. And how many lives? What about, you know, just closing the restaurants and the bars? You know, millions of people are out of work now. And like I said, they're going to be on the dole, on the welfare, you know, on the benefit package. And we, the working people, have to pick up the tab and pay for it sooner or later. This is not justice. This is not freedom. This is suppression, wrongful use of the chain of command systems, wrongful use of positions of authority. And they're jamming it down everybody's throat. And people, you know, by nature, we want to be good and cooperative, but we're not going to get any reward for this. You know, the time to stand up against oppressive governments, and right now they're all being oppressive. They're all acting like dictators. Not one of them has even suggested that somebody in the general public might have better solutions than they're doing. No, they're taking, they're acting like know-it-all dictators, and they're just forcing this crap solution, and it's not a good solution because it's causing the social structure of humanity to crumble. They're beating you down. They're beginning to control your whole life through fear. And I got to rant on about this, and you ought to be talking to your friends and start squawking, because this is the beginning of doomsday for the human race. Until someone comes along and saves us, we're Superman. Yeah, well, don't expect Superman to show up, or Wonder Woman. They're not going to help us out here. We have to save ourselves, you know? I wrote a song a long time ago. It's called "There Ain't No Justice." And the line goes, "There ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. I can tell you this." Hey, go to CD Baby. My song's up there on CD Baby. "Ain't No Justice." And I'm singing about it. Wrote it years ago, but it's prevalent today. You know, we have to start making our own justice, because our government is taking away our justice. They've all turned into dictators. There's mass mind control going on. That's right. That's how it's done. Why would every authority in the whole government and the world start making all stupid decisions at the same time? Through fear? Well, if they're that fearful, they don't belong as a government leader. Or the other reason, mind control. That explains the whole thing. Everyone is being mind controlled. You know why they're putting all these new space platforms up? Because they're broadcasting mind control from outer space now, too. If it wasn't enough, they're doing it on the surface level. You know, I've said it before, Washington, D.C., you know? It's time people get an education. Obelisks are used for mind control. You know, that's why the Egyptians had all the obelisks. The pharaohs wanted full control of the people that they were enslaving as slaves. And the obelisks in Egypt helped the pharaohs control. You know, that's why there's an obelisk in the Vatican. You know, out in the courtyard there where the a contradiction to Christianity religion, there's an obelisk there, you know. And so when the Pope gets out there, the obelisk is being used to brainwash everybody in the courtyard trying to listen to the Pope, to listen to anything he says. He could tell you to go stick your head in the water and hold your breath, and people will go home and do that because they're being mind-controlled to listen to whatever the New World Order, and the Pope is one of the New World Order puppets, tells you to do. And now they're telling you to accept this quarantine. And here's another stupid thing, you know. They haven't answered all the key questions. They kept talking about the flashing numbers, trying to scare you with numbers. Yeah, so many people have caught it. We don't even know if these numbers are true or not. We cannot only trust the Chinese government. We can't trust the American government to give us the truth. We can't. You know, they've lied to us too many times. They're untrustworthy organization. Pretty well everybody knows that. You know, Hey, they're made up of politicians. Politicians, they're liars. That's one of the credentials you have to be a successful politician. You have to be a good liar. Don't tell me it's not like that, please. You know, if you're a politician, hey, this is a call-in radio show, call up and talk to me. And I'll tell you right now, if you have the guts to get on the phone with me here, I'll tell you why you're a liar, and I'll tell you why you're worthless. Basically, why you're not serving the people, why you have no ingenuity, you don't have any knowledge, you know? Again, I'll stress it, 35 modalities of Healy and the government, the mind-controlled government, the new dictators on the planet, all these mini-dictators came to life overnight. You know, it's against the law of averages that they all should jump on the bandwagon here and go along with what the medical profession says. And the medical profession is ruled by the pharmaceutical industry. It's all about profit, profit, profit. That's why they want everyone with a health insurance plan, because they want everyone to be led around by the pharmaceutical company that will give you one fake cure after another, and if your insurance company pays for it, yeah, you know, the government has to pay for it, and eventually you have to pay the government with the taxes. It's a scam. The whole rotten thing is a scam, you know? And they subjecting you to all these oppressive things to ruin your health. You know, it's come out already, you know, they turned on 5G in the Wuhan city in China 2 weeks before the epidemic broke out. 5G weakens your immune system. And that's why they want you locked in your home, because they want you locked in your home, which they're increasingly turning into microwave ovens through the 5G. They haven't even brought up to full power yet, and now they got the new space platforms to broadcast it even further. You know, they want to get you every corner of the earth. You know, it's like, what do you got to do? Hide into, live in a cave where the vibrations can't get at you? And, of course, they're poisoning the air you breathe with the chemtrails. It's sickening. And all this is weakening your immune system. And, you know, and now they put this virus out that's contagious. And you can be damn sure that there's a patent on it. That they made this virus, something that's easily catchable, so they could initiate this scenario and make it stick. And they're doing it. And if you don't start squawking about it, the solution to coronavirus is not a vaccine, and it's not pharmaceutical medicine. There's many ways to kill a virus, many ways. But they're not interested in the other ways that really work and take care of this fast. And there's another thing that's really annoying. Like I said, they keep flashing the figures upon you with this stupid virus thing, you know? And but they're not telling you important. Nobody's asking the key questions. Well, don't rely on mainstream media. They're nothing but a bunch of puppets that are told. They might as well read off their teleprompters, you know? I wish I had a comedy show. We'd show what a news conference really is. Not only is the government representative reading off a teleprompter, the news people, when they ask a question, there's a teleprompter on the side there telling them what question to ask, just in case they forgot. Or there's a teleprompter on that little screen inside your head. They're being mind-controlled to that extent, yeah. Ask them this question. Ask them that question. But don't ask them a real question. No, you're not allowed to think anymore. This is the new age. And all your thoughts are being given to you, you know? Pretty much that's how it is with mainstream media. They don't ask any important questions like, well, what about after somebody gets cured goes by the 14-day quarantine, goes out there, you know? Can he catch it again? What about somebody who severely caught it, got a pneumonia, went to the hospital, and then finally got released from the hospital, and he's just a statistic. Oh, he was cured, okay? But can he just go out there and get it the next day again? Not one word about that. You know, if you catch it once, can't you catch it again or a third time or every time? And if that's the case, well, then this quarantine thing is nonsense, because then we'll never be out of quarantine, because we always can catch it, you know. And like I said, the real solution is not a pharmaceutical one. I've got a radio show here. I could give them plenty of ideas, but they're not interested. I'm not going to waste my time. But I made an attempt. I called the local governor here. I'm a New York State resident. I called the local governor's office to try to talk to a human being. You know how it is with the phone system. Now you want to talk to people on the phone that represent government or important businesses. You don't get to talk to people anymore. They transfer you from one robot to another, or you'll get the operator, and the operator says, you tell the operator what you want, and they say, hold on, we'll transfer you, and they transfer you to a voicemail or something like that. So here, the waiting time for coronavirus, you go through the phone system, you jump through the hoops, push the buttons, and then when you get said, okay, if you're looking to speak to an agent, the wait is 72 to 82 minutes. Yeah, we all got nothing to do with ourselves to wait a ridiculous amount of time like that. And that's just maybe to talk to somebody. And then when you get to talk to that person, chances are they're not going to have the answer you want anyhow. You know? They're just going to give you the same old malarkey. Well, the government's doing this. Well, this is that. The government will give a press conference tomorrow. And blah, 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 and you didn't find out what you even wanted to know. And that's where it's at. This is how government is not serving us, but supposed to be serving us. And then I also called the other line, just you like to speak to an agent in general. And again, I let the phone, I put the speaker on and and was listening in case anybody came on. They said, your call will be taken, and the order was received. But if you want blah, 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 you got to hear this every 15 seconds. You can go online and find out this, But if you want to wait, you just have to, your call will be taken the next. So after a half an hour of listening to these 15-second announcements, trying to get me to hang up and go to the website, or they said you can click this number and just leave a message. But, I wanted to talk to somebody. You know, after half an hour, I just gave up, and I was tired of listening every 15 seconds. Yeah, you can go here, you can do this, you can leave your message, you can email us, blah, blah, blah. Anything but get to talk to what you really wanted, which was to talk to a human being. And this is what's going on. I'm sure it's going on in your state, too. I feel sorry for the people in California. I mean, they got some of the most ignorant, mind-controlled politicians and leading authorities in the world, I think. They're almost up there with the communists. In fact, I think California is probably even worse than Russia or something like that. Of course, nobody's worse than China or Iran or those other places where they're really oppressive. But, that's my opinion on it. But I hear what's going on. And, of course, when you turn on the boob tube, the TV, the general stations, you're only getting the propaganda. You get a little bit of truth, Hey, I wrote a song called The Common Man. It's on there. It's out there on CD Baby. My CD Baby song's better than Dylan. Hey, I got the CD Baby link right at BBS Radio. Just go to BBS Radio Station 1, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, and click on the name of my show, Connect the Dots, to take you to the CD Baby link. And I got a lot of social political songs there on my song, my album, Songs Better Than Dylan, that talk about all these things that are happening now. Song called Ain't No Justice. And I've got song, The Common Man, that talks about this stuff, They feed you lies through the TV. It goes down easy with a dash of truth. What's the dash of truth now? I don't know, the weather maybe? the truth is, they'll let you know when a government official is going to give a press conference. That's about it. And the government official gets out there and lies, whatever lies are on the teleprompter. And we're all sick of this, We are sick to death of this. And we have to do something. We, the people, have to do something. We can't allow our lives, we can't allow ourselves to be bullied by little dictators that we elected, unfortunately. And they're taking this situation, and they're misusing their power to become little dictators. Not any one of them has publicly asked the public for solutions. They don't have good solutions. Their idea of solutions is how their minds are being manipulated to deal with this situation, and mind control is sophisticated. You know, it's been sophisticated for a long, long time, and if you're in Washington, D.C., the Washington Monument, the big obelisk there is mind controlling everyone in that city. You know, if you don't believe mind control, come on, they proved it to you so many times. Even in the debates, the Democratic debates, which are nothing but a sham, and showing you right there how ignorant the people that want to be your president are, you know? And even in the last election, people were coming up with blanks out there in the public, supposed to be an intelligent person running for the high office, the president of the United States, and they're bumbling. They can't remember things, or they say the wrong things. Like a couple of months ago, Joe Biden wants to be the Democrat candidate, and he says, "Yeah, and that's why I'm running for senator." I mean, how ignorant can you be, or how stupid can you be, or how mind controlled can you be? All of the above. Just check all of the above on that one. You know, really. Here he is running for president of the United States, and he is so ignorant or mind-controlled or just out of it to say, and that's why I'm running for senator. Is this unbelievable? Well, you're seeing it, but you got to be paying attention and put two and two together and get four. Hey, the name of the show here is Connect the Dots. Is there anybody out there as outraged as I am how this whole thing is being dealt with? You know, this is the call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. Call in. You know, I'll listen to your outrage. Otherwise, you know, it's hard to get off this topic of outrage because it's really bad what's being done to us, you know? And it's ruining everybody's life, including mine, you know? And it's ruining your life, too. I don't know anybody's life who isn't it ruining, you know? And it's everybody's been loaded onto the fear train, and they're going to, this is the train to nowhere. It's like a Twilight Zone episode. You get on the train, and there's nowhere to get off. It just keeps going around in a circle. And you don't want to get off where you got on. You're trying to get out of town or whatever. They loaded you up on this train, and it's taking you nowhere. It's taking you to jail. The new jail? Your home. You know, think about it. Really. They've sent you to jail inside your home, this quarantine nonsense. Unless you're lucky enough to have a job where they say it's okay for you to go to work. No, that's your American rights now, and those are your rights in other nations too, so-called civilized nations. Yeah, you have the right to go to work if we say your job is important enough, and you have the right to go to the supermarket to get the food. Eventually, they're going to cut that out too, you know. Amazon will take over everything, and everybody will just have to place their orders with Amazon, and the drones will be showing up at your front door, dropping off the packages. Won't that be fun? Yeah, you know. And you'll be allowed to walk out the front door of your house and pick up the package, but don't leave your property. No siree. And there'll be other drones flying around just monitoring everyone, you know. They've got all the major intersections on the East Coast here. I'm sure it's right around the rest of the country, too, and we know it's in the other countries. They have cameras, everyone, except the one inside your toilet bowl, you know? if they could install a camera inside your bathroom to watch you taking a crap, they would do that too, you know? Or, I'm telling you, that's the new thing. They're going to be running drones everywhere 24/7 with cameras on it, so they can spot you if you leave your house and set off the alarm. Hey, what happened? Is the government trying to silence people that want to talk? Hey, I hope there's people still listening. There was a disruption there. I don't know whether it's gremlins in the machine or the secret government or what, or just technical problems with the airwaves, with the electronics, with the power company. Who knows? Who cares? Well, anyhow, I'm back on the air. And the most important thing, I think I said enough about my outrage. In 2 weeks, there's going to be a meditation, a global meditation again. It's important for people to participate. This is going to happen April 4th, April 5th, depending on where you are in the world. I believe if you're on the Pacific coast, it's going to be 2 weeks from today, Saturday at 6:45 p.m. on the Pacific coast. If you're on the East Coast like me, it'll be 9:45 p.m. on April 4th. If you're over there in England or the British Isles on Greenwich time, it'll be Sunday at 2:45 a.m. in the morning. Yeah, set your alarm clock for that one. But this is an important global meditation happening. If you want to find details about it, the best go on the internet. Is there a caller there?
There is.
Okay, caller, whom am I speaking to?
Hi-Q.
IQ, huh?
Hi-Q.
Is Mr. IQ, are you intelligent?
Now
very
you.
Intelligent?
I'm here,
I mean,
now
if
for
your
you.
Your name is IQ.
You know,
you
I couldn't let you end your show. I couldn't let you end your show because there's so much more for us to know. Hi-Q.
Well, there's always much more for us to know.
And
the
you have told us a few things, but if I was an alien from a far-off galaxy and I wanted to ask you a question, and it was, if you were the coronavirus, how would
you
react?
You got to speak up there. I can't hear you.
If you were the coronavirus, how would you react?
If I was a coronavirus, well, first of all, I wouldn't have a consciousness as we think of consciousness. I'd be just a created living mechanism that's been programmed to replicate and live a parasitic life. That would be it.
What if, on another level, you could be a part of the coronavirus? Should you want it to die? Like, let's say it was a cell on your body, but the cell on your body, you had to kill it mentally. Would you want that if it was the coronavirus? You want to kill a part of your body? Would you do it intentionally? What's going on mentally with you?
With me or the coronavirus? Like I said, coronavirus does not have a consciousness as we know consciousness. Coronavirus is a life form that was created to be a virus. You know, it functions as a parasitic entity. It's been programmed to act in certain ways to infiltrate life forms and replicate itself off the living life form that it invades. Okay? So it's that's pretty much how much consideration do we need to give to something like that? Actually, it'd be better to uncreate something like that. In fact, that suggests the possibility that it was created. The fact that it has apparently no good use as far as the higher life forms are, it was probably created to take down the higher life forms. And that's what I believe it's being used for. And as far as immune systems go, you know, immune systems are supposed to take care of
it. It has
things, but
a mind of its own. Do as I say.
When coronavirus does not have a mind of its own, it's programmed. It's like almost like artificial intelligence.
Do as I say. It has a mind of its own.
I can't
mind
believe that
of its
one.
Own.
I can't believe it can be programmed.
Do as I say.
Do as I say.
You sound like a mad scientist now. Do as I say. Or you sound like a crazy politician. Do as I say. Before we go any further on this ridiculous coronavirus conversation, I think I about summed it up there. The most important thing is to consider, look to the future. Part of, if you go on the internet and check out this global meditation that's coming up, part of it is to, we want our collective consciousness is to get together to eliminate this coronavirus, and we can do that with a collective consciousness. It serves us no good. It only serves the pharmaceutical industry and the people that want to profit off people getting sick. That's the only entities that this coronavirus is serving, you know, serving the powers to be who make money off the human race and subject us to all kinds of fear and bad situations. You know, and who else wants to see the coronavirus? The people that want to see us suffer. Plenty of them, dark angels, evil mad scientists, you name it.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want a joy until I'm in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look.